Here with West Kelowna Warrior head coach Ryland Furster and ahead of the Warriors vigil happening here at Royal LePage Place tonight. And Ryland, obviously a situation and a devastating and tragic event that not just shook a hockey world, but the entire world as well, as we've seen over the course of the last week, happening a week ago, involving the Humboldt Broncos, and of course one that's very close to you as well. Maybe just kind of talk about where that's come from your standpoint. Born in Prince Albert, spent a lot of time out in Saskatchewan, obviously, playing in the SJHL for 3 years, and obviously this had a big impact on yourself and a lot of close friends as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, horrific, tragic. It's, you know, the last, the last week has been real difficult. Shed a lot of tears and actually a lot of laughs too. You know, chatting with some old teammates and stuff who I haven't chatted with in years. So yeah, it's been a real roller coaster of emotions. And as you mentioned, I mean, really close, you know, to me, of course. I played 3 years in Nipawin and I played a little bit in Humboldt as a 16-year-old. So, you know, know both those programs quite well. And obviously, again, growing up in Prince Albert right down the road, I mean, I know exactly where that happened. So I think, you know, one of the things that's so difficult too is that, you know, it's really a coach's worst nightmare. I mean, the one thing you want, or, you know, first and foremost is the safety of your players, both on and off the ice. So, you know, again, like I mentioned, tragic, horrific. I mean, you know, when you think of it, Trevor, like, junior hockey has such an impact and effect on not only your life, you know, but also your hockey career. Of course, you move away from home, you know, for the first time usually. You know, you have to learn to grow up. You learn to really be part of a team and, you know, what it's like to try to get to that next level. And then you look at the bus, kind of a safe haven, almost an extension of the dressing room. And, you know, it's such a special place. And you spend hours on the bus, of course, and so many friendships are, you know, forged there. And, you know, good memories and some bad ones too, of course. But that's all part of hockey. And a tough thing is that, you know, these guys are robbed of that now, you know, some of the best years of their life. And that's what's so, you know, sad. And obviously, you know, to for their families and everyone involved, it's just been, it's been really difficult, of course. But, you know, as I mentioned before, if there's one province and one set of people that will rally around it and, you know, come to their aid and do anything you can, it'll be, you know, SAS people. You know, the one analogy I always use is, you know, people from SAS could, you know, I know so many guys that would drive 4 hours to help you change a tire and not ask a question. That's just how it is. SAS has so many small communities that you have to help each other out, and junior hockey is special. So, you know, as you can see, it's really rocked the world.
And I think, you know, to go along with that point about Saskatchewan, it's almost like it's not a bunch of cities, it's just one big community there, because it seems like, you mentioned it, that you have so many people that come out and help a hand out, and we've seen that in the last week as well. And I know you've had a lot of communication with people from Saskatchewan about this and about what's going on. Is that kind of what you're seeing there as well, where there's a lot of people that are coming out from wherever it is that they are from that are coming to help out those individuals that are in need? And it seems like, you know, obviously it's still early in the process, but the healing process could start to be developing now. And for a province like Saskatchewan, a city like Humboldt, it just seems like everybody's come together as one.
It has. And again, and that's what Saskatchewan's like. I mean, like you said, it's just so many small communities that, you know, if you're driving down the road and someone needs a hand, like, you have to help them. Or, you know, you sort of finish your harvest or whatever you want to call it, finish your day in the field, you'll stop on the way home and help someone else. I know my dad, after he retired, he couldn't wait till harvest season came around so he would have something to do and just to go help a farmer, drive truck, or like do whatever, because that's what you do. I talked to one coach, and it's, you know, an extension of that. He just got in his vehicle and drove to Saskatoon and just wanted to be at the hospital just to help out. And he told me the stuff he was doing, you know, driving a family here. One family went to the wrong hospital, so took care of him there. And he goes, I didn't even tell them that I was a coach. He goes, I just went there and said, like, what can I do? So, you know, that's, you know, those are the good things that you can hear. And again, you know, it'll take, obviously, you know, stuff like this you don't get over. You know, it'll take years and years. I mean, I you know, we're reminded every so often about what happened in 1986 with the Swift Current Broncos, and I remember exactly where I was, Trevor, when that happened. So, you know, we'll never ever forget it. You know, we'll always be reminded of it in some way, but you have to push forward. And, you know, as I mentioned here for the second time, I mean, if there's a province and people that can do that, they're, you know, they're tough, special people back home.
Tonight, obviously, with what's happening here at Royal LePage Place, it seems like every community, whether it be in Saskatchewan, Alberta, BC, wherever it may be, are holding these vigils and holding these kind of events for everybody to come together, show the support, pay the respects to Humboldt as well. Is this a big night for you, especially just because of everything that's happened in the last week now, where you can kind of show your support? Obviously, you have been throughout the past week, but now to be surrounded by people here in the community to see the support as well?
I think so, too. And again, you know, we're close on another level, too. I mean, we're the Junior A team in town, so we're directly involved with them, I guess, so to speak. You know, again, with deals or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I've spoke with Darcy on the phone before, you know, was a real, real good guy. So, yeah, this is, you know, for me, this is the main focal point or the main place that this should that this should take place at. It should take place at Royal LePage Place, you know, the Junior A franchise in town. So, you know, really hope a lot of people show up to, you know, pay their respects and, you know, just to kind of be together, like to talk about it. Because, again, it's been difficult for a lot of people who are even here. Like, again, I've talked to so many people the last week back home and here. Yeah, it's nice that they're going to have an opportunity to come out here and just, again, be together.
Lastly, now we're seeing so many different ways of helping out Humboldt. You look at the GoFundMe page that was set up there that's raised almost near $10 million by now. You look at so many of these other teams that are coming together, 50-50 draws that are going towards Humboldt, and all the support that we've seen. And it must, you know, when you talk about the junior hockey world, I guess people are starting to realize that now, that everybody's just one big community. And we're looking at that from a point where if someone's in trouble, we talked about that Saskatchewan method of things, where if someone needs help, you help out. And we're seeing that on a broader standpoint from a junior hockey perspective as well, where it's a community that was reeling, but it seems like the outcry and the onpour from everywhere is really helping this team out to come out and support them.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, probably one of the biggest things, Trevor, so many people can relate, and certainly here in Canada, and that's why I think you see it, excuse me, right up to the pro level. Like, you can't get to the pro level without going through junior, i.e. whether that's, you know, Junior A or the Western League, you know, whatever you want to call it. So many people can relate. And again, even in other sports, obviously, I mean, you know, you put your kids on a bus to or vans to go play soccer or to go play volleyball with school. So I think it hits home with so many people that they can relate to this. And again, the magnitude of it is huge. Again, to have all those people, you know, pass in one, you know, who are so close together, who all know each other so well, in one spot is devastating. Again, you know, and then you think about it too, they're on their way to do something they love. So, you know, you try to take so many positives from it. I mean, you know, they're on their way to try to win game five and to try to move on and obviously and win a championship. But again, when so many people can relate to it, and again, worldwide, and it's funny how sports does that to people. And obviously in Canada, hockey is everything. And certainly back home, Saskatchewan, I refer to it as back home. I mean, hockey is life. It's so much a part of everyone's life.
Appreciate your time for getting a little bit of a different perspective on the matter. Obviously a close one to it, and really appreciate you coming and talking about obviously a difficult situation for everybody to try and deal with right now.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Trevor.